بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وشاورهم في الأمر صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, we come to this part of the year which you call the end of the year, so called the English year. And many a young boy, a young man, young adults, adults also, we have decisions to make in life. Our life, our lives as head of the family, the business, our lives. There's only decision making to be made. Every day, you're going to make some decision or the other. Get into this venture, children, wife, family, go on a journey, don't go, operation, doctor, children's education, hijrat, nusrat, whether I should leave my job, get into another job, leave my hometown, everything is freehold, should I move on? All the time, decision making. Biggest decision, qabar, akhirat, it's also a decision to make in life. Which path do I take in life? How do I please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's the ultimate and the final abode by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that abode all depends on decisions I make in my life. That my decision making has to be correct, in line with the commands of Allah and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With this decision in life, decisions in life, decisions of life, for life, we are making dua in every rakat of salah, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, guide me to the right decision, the right path. That will take me, that decision that will take me to the right path. My wife, my children, my family, my life. And the big question is, how many of us or myself, do I trust myself? Do I trust my own decision? In Urdu they say, that do not become mustaqil bid that. Don't become mustaqil bid that. What does it mean? That I become an independent decision maker on my own. As commonly we hear, I know what I want to do. I'm clever. I'm the boss. I'm the CEO. I'm head of the family. And sometimes we're wearing even the brand names. Boss. So I really think I'm the boss now. But the only thing Allah Ta'ala has given you and myself is management skills. How to manage my life. How to manage my life. Housewife is managing the home. That I'll wake up in the morning. Then I will, the washing machine is on. Pack the clothing. Pull the washing machine up. Ironing will get done. She can manage it. But the reins came from Allah. It's not my decision. Only thing I can do is manage my life. Final decision is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't do anything more than that. And I can't show my displeasure also. Why it happened that way? Allah give you management skills to manage your life in accordance to His command. Not your whims and your desires and how you want to do it. Final decision is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot be that I will do as I want to and my Allah may see me right. That doesn't happen to my own children also. That the boy now fails in school and then now I'll spoil him. If I do, then he's going to be spoiled. But I tell you do the right thing, I'll do the right thing. Not that you do the wrong thing, I do the right thing. We call it a raw deal. But how many of us, myself, giving Allah Pak a raw deal? Ya Allah, I'll do the wrong thing, but you do right for me. Ya Allah, you do it right for me. Allah says, I give you management skills. Manage your life correctly. Make the correct decisions. Yes, the wife will want to do certain things. I understand I'm coming for majlis, for bayan, I'm going in the path of Allah, listening to the talks, I understand the right concept of Sharia. For my wife, is she getting the dose of deen also? Am I making that effort? Alhamdulillah, as men, we've come to such a time in our lives, Allah has opened dunya. Wife wants a personal trainer, labbaik, wa sa'adik. It's there. I want this personal, I want that personal. Everything done. My personal tutor for my Quran Sharif, we'll think about it. We'll think, my personal tutor now for my salah, my ghusl, my taharat, we'll think about it. But my dunya decision, I'm making it, whether in conformity or not. But the decision of the akhirat of my wife or my children, that I'll be now in the qabr and my son is walking to the musalla, alhamdulillah. What an investment I made. Investment of life for life. Not only for this life, the Hafiz al-Quran, we tell him that you're finishing your hifz. How many a parent right now is making mashwara in the home? Whether my son should start hifz or don't start hifz. Never mind, one more year school. 2 more years of school. And then we lost the child. He had the talab and desire. But now we delayed it. Then the other mashwara in the home. Son finished 10 paras, 15 paras, full time or part time. Mother says, no, he has to finish matric. He has to finish matric. Only through that matric Allah will sustain him. Quran can't sustain. Quran won't do it. So he didn't carry on in school. Father says, but I want to. I heard, got inspired with the bayan. Let him do full time Quran Sharif. Allah will take care of him. Decision to make. Then the Hafiz boy finishes Quran also. Shall I give 1 more year to my door? 6 months more? Go back to school? What do I do with my life? They tell the Hafiz boy, make mashwara. Make mashwara for those that are in the know. How you gonna know your door? You're going to know your door not till your qabr, right till you put your foot in Jannat. Because you're going to give your door there also before you enter. Before you enter, you're going to give door there also. Iqra, wardaqi, wartil. Oh, Hafiz al-Quran, read now. Read your Quran now. It is solid enough. Your Quran, solid enough. And for the father also, I couldn't do my Quran, but I can make my son a solid Hafiz al-Quran. And we tell the young Hafiz boy, I'll hold your kurta on the day of Qiyamah, but my son not wearing kurta. I made the decision. I took him to the malls. I took him to the stalls. I took him to the market and to all the different places. Kurta came out. But I said, Qiyamah, I'll hold your kurta. He said, wearing the kurta. Even the topi is not there. The hair is not correct. I made decision. My son made the decision. My family made the decisions in life. Is it in conformity to the pleasure of my Allah? For this period of time in our lives, come year end, is a time of decision making. What do we do with our lives right now? Right now we see in the world how fast things are happening. Whether it was Taliban in Afghanistan, whether Bilad al-Sham in Syria, we say whether 10 days they took over or 2 weeks, but how we coin this and we say it happened overnight. Happened overnight. In the different riwayat also is mentioned, Mahdi will come, it will be like overnight it will come. Like overnight, it will just happen. How it happened? We're still in our play, folly, entertainment, booking our holidays. We made the decision. Where's the qibla of the heart? Have you made the correct decision in your life? The word in Urdu I mentioned, that a person becomes mustaqil bizat, independent thinker, independent decision maker. I call the shots. When I say jump, you must ask how high. When I say sit, you must sit. I do as I want to, is my life. This is my life, my dear brothers. Ulama explained, they say, when it comes to the non-Muslim, the kafir, his life is lahu wa la'ib. Entertainment, play, pastime. To him, to the kafir, what he loves the most, and I can check myself also, and ask myself, what do I love the most right now? Some might say my wife, my children, grandchildren. I love my car. Don't dirty the car. Don't eat in the car. No. What do I love most? I love my life. I love my life. I will not give it up for anything. I still got bookings to fulfill. I can't lose it. I still got to do this. I got my bucket list, and how they coined that phrase also, if you kick it, you're gone. But it's a bucket list. Bucket list is for Jannat. Dunya is not a place to fulfill your desires. The place of fulfilling desires is Jannat. Dunya is window shopping for Jannat. Allah Ta'ala gave us an appetizer, taster. Little bit enjoy the barfi, enjoy the biryani. This is not the ultimate. Ultimate is Jannat. This is a taster so that you may fall in love with Jannat. Not fall in love with dunya. I want to live it up. But I'll have to go down sooner or later. And I'll have to answer for what I lived up. So decisions we have to make in our life. To become an independent thinker, independent decision maker is detrimental. You become mustaqil bidhat, become independent. Ulama say you will not remain mustaqil bidhat, an independent thinker or decision maker. You will become mustaqil badzat. You will become a totally spoiled or rotten person. Affected the wife, she can't say anything. Affected the children, can't say anything. And ajib ulama explain, when it comes to men, Allah Ta'ala made the men guardians of a woman. Guardians of a woman. To take care of them. They have their limitations. Allah Ta'ala has made dunya, this is a man's world. Women are there to be taken care of. And we know, when it comes to things in life, and the amount of feminism that has hit every home right now, to the extent the man even tells the Maulana, Maulana, speak about this in the bayan. It's about my wife, I don't say I said it. I'm scared. I can't even tell my wife anything, but you say it in the majlis. Can't speak at home, afraid. Yes, we don't become like animals at home. This mashwara. What we are talking about is mashwara. وَشَابِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرُ نَبِيَ بَاللَّهِ Make mashwara with sahaba. Consult them. Consult them. Now if I have to consult, there's no more mashwara in the home, now I have to go consult to the psychologist or the psychiatrist. Like how one person mentioned, there's only two genders. One gender consults with a gynecologist. Other gender consults with the urologist. And the third gender consults with the psychiatrist. They're not sure which way they are going. Allah Ta'ala has kept only two genders. So who we make mashwara with? That's the main thing. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being commanded, this ayat, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ Battle of Uhud took place in Shawwal, third year after the Hijrah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, mashwara was given to Nabi of Allah. Shall we fight in Madinah Munawwara? Or shall we go out of Madinatul Munawwara? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wahi comes directly, revelation. Revelation comes directly. What's the need to make mashwara and to consult with Sahaba radiallahu anhum? In our mind, Sahaba ikram, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنِ Allah promised them, all of them, Jannat for you. But where they came from? What was their background? Then to Nabi of Allah is consulting with you. Let's go out of Madina Munawwar. Let's go to Uhud. And then we know the incident, 50 archers stationed at the mountain pass. Ijtihadi ghalati. They made a mistake in comprehending what was happening in the battlefield. And they see Sahaba Ikram picking up the booty. Mali Ghanimat. The war is over. Let's leave the post. Amir Sahib says, don't leave the post. Nabi of Allah has stationed us over here right now. Don't leave. But the battle is over. The battle is over. So they leave the post. Khalid bin Walid, that time, not the Muslim, comes from behind, attacks them. 50 Sahaba Ikram Shaheed. Total 70. Imagine, my dear brothers, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam takes his group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum into the battlefield. Yes, what was the intention? You want shahadat. But family is waiting for us back home also. Imagine a little area like this, overport or surrounding. 70 janazas coming out. Every street, every home, somebody has left, somebody has left. We can imagine the anguish, distress Rasulullah SAW is experiencing right now. Mentally, how could this ever happen? That I lost, so to say, only the second main battle in the history of Islam. Already now, 70 Sahaba Ikram, and on top of that, his beloved uncle, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So one is a mental anguish and distress. And then, to add to that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because of the move they made, falls into a ditch. Then the links of the helmet pierce through his cheeks and breaks into his teeth. Loses his teeth, physical anguish and mental also. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sahaba ikram, to them right now, to any one of us, we are in big trouble. What's going to happen? Wahi is going to come down and doom us forever. We disobeyed the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah reveals, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُ O Nabi of Allah, we made you soft. We made you soft and gentle. But then through the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was because of the rahmat of Allah, you were gentle with them. You were gentle with them. They were afraid what's going to happen to them. That you might take off with them. You might reprimand them. But then too, you were gentle with them. Listen for you and myself. That sometimes mistakes will happen in the home. But we're impatient. Impatient with the children sometimes. The mother is impatient. Grab the child by the hand. Drag him along. Tired of these children. Now they're all holiday at home. Lean, tell them, be gentle with them. How to be gentle? Get into the rahmat of Allah. Get into the rahmat of Allah. Tap into the mercy of Allah. Allah will make you soft. How to get the rahmat of Allah? Yom al-Jumu'ah, Durud Sharif. As-salawat ala al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read Durud Sharif. Allah will soften the heart. They say, if you don't know where to start your journey of muhabbat and love of Allah, and the journey of your own reformation, then the easiest beginning and starting point of your journey of love of Allah, and to become soft, and to make your Islam to reform, is start with Durood Sharif. Start with Durood Sharif. Allah will take care of everything, internally, externally. Internally, Allah will take care of it. So, Nabi of Allah, to the rahmat of Allah, you were gentle with them. No reprimanding, no shouting, no school. We lost 70 men right now. Not just one glass, or one tumbler, or one toy got broken, or something happened in the car, and the father goes into a rage, loses his mind, the mother. O Nabi of Allah, because of our rahmat, you were soft to them. Not only soft, fa'afu anhum, forgive them. Forgive them, overlook it. Wastaghfir lahum. Not only forgive them, but seek forgiveness for them also. Ask Allah to forgive them. Make dua for the children. Make dua for other children also. Overlook them. Forgive them. Make istighfar for them. Then Allah says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرُ. And then consult with them. They might feel that, no, we don't have a way to Rasulullah s.a.w. He closed the doors on us. Open the doors for them. Sit down with them. Make mashwara with them. From here, we learn that this consultation within the home is so important. To have this mashwara is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though he is receiving wahi revelation. Then to make mashwara with mortals, with the makhluk and the creation. Allah loves to see this. From here we learn, mufassirin explain, we learn to make mashwara, with one's wife. It creates muhabbat and love. Make mashwara with the children. Makes you feel comfortable and wanted in the home. Otherwise you feel unwanted. Now I finish school, matric, the child feels, I'm not wanted here. Father wants me out of the house. Make mashwara. What do we do? How do we do it? Different levels we are taught to consult and consult. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Quran says, we don't know, ask those that know. Yes, you go to ulama ikram, youngsters are going to make decision right now. Which way do I go? Do I go 4 months jamaat right now? Make mashwara. Do I start college, university? Do I go to Darul Ulum? Make mashwara. Because the riwayat says, a person who will consult will never ever regret. He will never regret. Why? We'll come to the reason. Person, we have two weapons. We have two weapons Allah Pak has given us. Two mechanisms Allah has given us in our worldly life. So we have a smooth journey to a qabar and akhirat. Sahaba Ikram had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would go to his door. O Nabi of Allah, what do I do? What do I do? The young man came to Nabi alayhi salam. O Nabi of Allah, in our language, I can't control my lust and my passions. Give me permission to make zina. Give me permission to make zina. He came, he spoke, made mashwara, consulted. Oh, young man, do you have a mother? Do you have a sister? Yes, I do. How would you like somebody does that to them? I wouldn't like it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam puts his blessed hand on his chest and makes dua for me. Allah, keep him pure and chaste. Purify his heart. See, thereafter I never had the urge to fulfill my haram lust and desires. The khula radiallahu anha, husband told her some words in jahiliyyah that constituted talaq. Anti alayya ka dhahri ummi, that you are to me like the back of my mother. Have you divorced me? We don't know what's the hukam and the command now. That is Islam, that was jahiliyyah. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the room of Aisha radiallahu anha. O Nabi of Allah, what do we do now? Am I divorced? I have young children. Where do I go to? Wahi hasn't come down. She came to consult. O Nabi, what do I do? What is the command of Allah? Where do I go to? He divorced me. What is the new command? Is there anything in Islam? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam silent. Wahi hasn't come down as yet. And then she turns to the skies and she makes her dua. The tears begin to fall. She consulted, she made her dua, turned to Allah. So Aisha says, رضي عنها, then I saw the effects of wahi coming upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her mashwara, her consultation, her tears pulled down wahi from the sky. قَدْ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي All 28 para, the first page. That is not talaq, the certain rules and regulations when it will become talaq. The whole thing came down. We'll never regret. A person makes mashwara, consultation. With those that know, and istikhara. Two weapons Allah Baki has given us to tap into the system of Allah. And if you don't, Hadith Sharif says, those that will make mashwara and consult with the elders and seniors will never regret. And those that will make istikhara, turn to Allah, ask for guidance, they will never suffer a loss. We are covered. Otherwise what will happen, we find commonly. The youngster finishes school and he says he's top of his game. He knows what he wants to do. So he goes into it, doesn't consult with his parents, doesn't consult with his ustaz, or a sheikh, or an alim, or the imam. I know what I want to do. But Allah Ta'ala's system, whatever decisions the young man makes at that time, we don't have much time to explain, but very quickly, we see a youngster goes through life, 10-year-old youngster, he goes shopping with his mother, he has his 17-year-old brother with him, and this young 10-year-old, 8-year-old, he sees a little, or that big 4x4 car, made in China, plastic one, he says, mother, I want that car. Brother nudges him, he's in the trolley, he says, don't buy that one. You'll get tired of it. He says, what do you know? He says, I'm telling you. Big brother says, buy that one there, it's a radio control, remote control. He says, no, you're jealous. He says, you're jealous. He makes a tantrum, throws a tantrum, mother buys it for him. After 2 days, brother sees him, the wheels are out and everything is broken. What happened? He says, it was junk. I told you, you didn't listen. I told you, didn't listen. Sitting with his elder brother and friends, elder brother, they're talking kilowatts, 0 to 100, figures, not the maths figures, other figures. And the young boy says, so boring. So boring. He's got his flu, he's rubbing his nose with his sleeve also, his topi hat is upside down, hair not combed. But give him few more years till he becomes baligh. Now he asks his mother, I want a handkerchief. Now he's looking in the mirror, he's combing his hair. Now he's matured. Now he goes to his elder brother. What he told me last time? Now you understand. Now you baligh. Ulama say, as yet we're not baligh in deen. As those that are baligh in deen, those that understand what the reality of life is, those that have been through it, the youngsters will make decisions, 15, 16, still 25, say consult, make mashwara. 20, 25 year cycle in life. By the time you're hitting your 45, 50, now you realize the decision I made then was the right decision of my life. Otherwise, 45, 50, now we'll come to the Mawlana. Mawlana, we're going to make mashwara, what happened? See, my business didn't work out. And I asked the first question, who you made mashwara at that time? I knew what I wanted to do. So what happened then? Can't explain. You should have made mashwara. Now you have to come for mashwara now. Now you'll have to come for mashwara and consultation. Now is the time, my dear brothers, every home should have someone that we can consult with. Some senior alim, some imam sahab, where we can sit together, put the hearts together. Nabi alayhi salatu is commanded, make mashwara with sahaba. Consult with them. And then you see the barakat of it. Therefore, this is the time, my dear brothers, to make hijrat, to move on. Here ulama explained also, the person who leaves a certain job for another job, or he leaves his post or his hometown to go elsewhere. For a Muslim, there's only one hijrat. Lillahi wa rasulihi. We make hijrat for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accordingly, ulama say, jitni niyat hai, utni hi Allah ki madad hai. The amount of niyat you'll make and intentions to please Allah, accordingly Allah will dispatch the malaika, go and help him. If the movement now is only for dunya, is only to marry a woman, then there's no help from Allah. Any movement has to be made for the sake of Allah. Where there's a masjid, it'll be easier for me. There's jamaats are going out. There's ulama there. Alhamdulillah. Now to come to the final, we don't have much time. What's the reason for mashwara? Consultation with those of piety and taqwa. They have eyes of the heart. They see things differently. Seniors, elders see things. Barakat with the seniors. What's the reason to make mashwara? When we sit together, we make mashwara. Ulama say that before we start the mashwara, there are duas to be read. And for us, simplest dua, before we make the mashwara consultation, read 7 times, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Allah guide me. Ya Allah guide us. Read 7 times. And if we have to make a quick istikhara also, we don't have time to do 2 rakat salah. We had many times. Istikhara, 2 rakats before you sleep. You don't talk to anybody. Then you make dua. Now how many have the himmat and courage to do that? Especially the married people. Now not to break wuzu before you sleep. And then to read the dua and to sleep away. You see, any time of the day. In fact, we are taught by our mashayikh, every 2 rakat salah, every 2 rakat nafil we read. make the intention of hajat, need, tawbah, repentance, shukr, thanks to Allah, and istikhara. Because we need to make decisions all the time. So include istikhara also in there. Shortest istikhara, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. We can ask the local imam, write this dua, send it to me in the WhatsApp. Ya Allah, grant me the best, and Ya Allah, you choose for me. The reason for this, my dear brothers, to consult and to make istikhara, they say that the ultimate goal of life is to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with salamat, safety. By making istikhara mashwara, I'm including Allah in all my decision making. I'm including Allah in all my decision making, so Allah, you do it right for me and you be pleased. So when my mouth will come, my whole life was run by Allah. Two simple things, istikhara and mashwara. More details, my dear brothers, have ulama ikram. Go and ask them, consult with them, sit down with them. The youngsters, fathers, tell the sons. Go sit to Marana, go ask him, what to do. Somebody comes to me, Marana, I want to become a doctor. I'm not a doctor. What do I tell him? Simple. What's the mashwara? Here's Dr. Saab, mashallah. He's got a success story. What's the success story? To a youngster, success story is, he got his posh. He made it to the top. He made it to the bracket, no. Success story, Dr. Saab, mashallah, is wearing the white uniform, his kurta, and he's a doctor, alhamdulillah. Go ask him. Then he got his deen and he made his dunya. Ask him how he did it. He went to the varsity, how he protected his iman. He got a success story. Go and ask him. Engineer will become, see the engineer, mashallah, he's got taqwa, he's got iman, he made it for dunya. Go and ask him. Mashwara, go and ask the person. Ulama will guide. I don't know, go and ask that person. And tell that person also, I sent you. He'll give you time to come, I'm giving you time also. So Allah has made our life so easy. Consult at home with the wife, with the children. We consult with the doctors. The only time we do consult, my dear brothers, especially now in December, is venue and menu. Where's the bride? What's on the list? That we'll open a group for it also. But for my life, for my akhirat, for my qabr, that also. Have somebody in my life who I trust, his mashwara, his consultation, and ask him. Allah will never fail you. Allah will never leave you alone. Allah give us a faith to make our nation. Subhanakallah.